Requirements for unilateral placement by parents of children in private schools at public expense. New Hampshire Rules for the Education of Children with Disabilities, ED1112. If the school district made a free appropriate public education, FAPE, available to your child, and you choose to place your child in a private school, then the school district is not required to pay for the cost of education, including special education and related services. However, the school district where the private school is located must include your child in the population of students whose needs are addressed under the IDEA 2004 provisions regarding children who have been placed by their parents in a private school. These children have no individual entitlement to special education at school district expense. Under IDEA 2004, the responsibility for determining equitable services now falls to the school district in which the private school is located, and not the school district where you and your child reside. Several procedures about this for the public school district are now required by the federal law. IDEA 2004 requires a school district which has any private school within its geographic boundaries to consult with those private school officials and parent representatives of children with disabilities attending those private schools. Based on this meaningful consultation, the school district in which the private school is located must make a plan for how it will spend the IDEA 2004 funds allocated for this group of children, meaning that one, some, or all of the students placed by their parents may receive some equitable special education services while attending the private school. The equitable services provided to a parentally placed private school child with disabilities who has been designated by the district to receive them must be described in a services plan, SP. The student would still retain eligibility for FAPE in the LRE consistent with IDEA 2004 requirements and could enter the public system in the child's school district of residence at any time and would then be entitled to receive full services with an IEP through the school district of residence. Placements when FAPE is an issue. If you do not believe that the school district in which you and your child live made FAP available to your child, you may file an impartial due process hearing to attempt to obtain school district, the school district of residence, payment for the program. This option is only available to parents of a child who previously received special education and related services through the public school where they live, even if the placement was a private program chosen by the team, If a hearing officer or court finds that the school district in which the child resides had not made FAP available to the child in a timely manner prior to the child's enrollment in the private program, the hearing officer or court may require the school district of residence to reimburse you all or some of the cost of that enrollment. A parental placement may be found to be appropriate by a hearing officer or a court, even if it does not meet the state standards that apply to education provided by the state or local education agency. Limitation on reimbursement. The cost of reimbursement for this, quote, unilateral, quote, parent placement may be reduced or denied if, at the most recent IEP team meeting in the school district of residence that you attended prior to removal of your child from the public school placement, you did not inform the IEP team that you were rejecting the placement proposed by the public agency to provide FAP to your child, including stating your concerns and your intent to enroll your child in a private school at public expense, or at least 10 business days, including any holidays that occur on a business day, prior to the removal of your child from the public school placement, you did not give written notice of your intent to remove your child. Prior to your removal of your child from the public school placement, the school district provided written prior notice to you of its intent to evaluate your child, but you did not make your child available for the evaluation, or upon a court's finding that your actions were unreasonable. However, the cost of the reimbursement may not be reduced or denied for failure to provide the notice if the school prevented you from providing the notice, you had not received notice of these notice requirements, or compliance with the notice requirements would likely result in physical harm to the child, and may, in the discretion of the court or a hearing officer, not be reduced or denied for your failure to provide the required notice. You are illiterate and cannot write in English and/or compliance with the notice requirements would likely result in serious emotional harm to the child. In the case of a unilateral placement, when the school district was not given a reasonable opportunity to evaluate the child and develop an IEP, you may not seek reimbursement until the school district is given an opportunity to evaluate the child and develop an IEP.